Nash Afternoons on the line now with our headliner for the fourth annual Nash Bash. Get your tickets now. They're only $20 and you get to see this guy, Joe Nichols.
What's going on, Rod? How are you doing?
It's all about Nash Bash.
Say Nash Bash.
I'm not going head to head with you on singing, Joe. Dancing, maybe, especially when you play Baby Got Back. I'm super excited for that.
Well, thank you. I never thought that a song like that would have an impact on my career. It certainly has. Certainly grateful. I think Mix is a great guy, an iconic song, and we started it out as something that was silly.
Yeah.
And it became something that's viral. So I'm proud of that.
So when you address him, you call him Mix, not
sir. I was wondering this too.
I was just curious on how that's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Mix sounds better than like Mr. A Lot, which seems even more awkward.
Sir A Lot.
Hey, we wanted to say congratulations. I know you just had your 10th anniversary this past Saturday.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Your wife, Heather. Now, I had a question. You guys got married in Savannah. Is she from Georgia?
No, we just wanted to get married somewhere where our parents and family couldn't make it. No, we wanted a getaway wedding. You know, a lot of times when you get married in your hometown, a lot of people show up that you haven't seen in 20 years, mm-hmm. and they can kind of get a little weird. But we wanted somewhere that was special to us, and Savannah just struck us as a very romantic town.
So being married 10 years now, you've got three daughters. How is that sort of new phase in your life influenced the latest album, Never Gets Old?
Well, I can't use as much hockey talk language as I used to be able to use. But there's a lot more sentiment, I think, in some of the songs that I do. You're right. My household is filled with estrogen, females.
That's so funny. I want to take it back to your Tequila Makes Her Clothes Come Off days, because I have always loved that song. I think it's so funny. I just recently watched the video. Are you talking about the sweet little old lady in the video?
Funny little story. She was way French. I mean, like, barely spoke English. Extremely outgoing, as you can tell by the video.
Yeah.
And so when the director said, at one point, we're going to ask you to get naked and jump in the pool, it's kind of like the ending and the kind of like climax, pun intended, of the song.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I have no problem with that. This is great. I would love to do this.
October 20th at the Joe. We've got Nash Bash going on. Joe Nichols is on the line right now, headlining, along with Jared Neiman and Chase Bryant. Now, you're from Arkansas. Yeah. Jared Neiman's from Arkansas. Do you guys know each other at all?
We've known each other a long time. He used to commiserate with me when we were both trying to get a deal and trying to get publishing going on. He was a funny guy to hang around because he could be very negative and positive at the same time.
He has a very sarcastic tone, that's for sure.
He does. It's a very admirable quality. But he's a funny guy, man. I do have a lot of history with him. And of course, you all know that Chase Bryant's our record label mate, so, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be great to see him. And he's a great performer, so it'll be a fun night.
I'm a little intimidated if I have to stand between your chin and Jared Neiman's chin. I feel like, I don't know, that definitely I'm inferior in middle of that chin sandwich.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
On the line now with Joe Nichols. Thank you so much for calling in. We cannot wait to see you along with Jared Neiman and Chase Bryant at the 4th annual Nash Bash.
All right. Can't wait to see y'all. Thank you.